Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Grundy Center football coach Travis Sajak as the Spartans defeated Dyersville Beckman 21-0 on Friday night in the Class 1A quarterfinal round. And coach, not just any ordinary win for you guys, because you punch your ticket to the Dome for the seventh consecutive year, won your 50th straight game as a program. It capped off an undefeated home schedule for your senior class for their entire careers. Just an all-around special night at Spartan Stadium. What can you say about last night, being able to get that done in that environment?
For all the reasons that you explained there, John, it was special. I think just another feather in the cap for all the kids that have played in our program, obviously for this current group of seniors. It's been an awful long time since we've lost at Spartan Stadium. It's been a long time since we've lost the game. But, kudos to our kids for playing really, really hard last night. It wasn't without its warts here and there, and that was probably more on me than on them. But they played hard. Our assistant coaches had good plans in place. It was a pretty thorough victory for us as we advanced to move on and play next Friday.
Yeah, so again, you earned the shutout. The scores that you did get, you had the two rushing scores by Judd Jarovsky. Then he finds Pete Lebo for a passing score late in the fourth quarter. So you guys really kind of had to earn those scores. Beckman certainly didn't make it easy on you guys, but when it comes to breaking through on those drives that you did, how are you guys able to do so and ultimately kind of decipher this Beckman defense?
Well, no disrespect to Beckman, but we were having our way offensively. We were moving the ball pretty much at will, especially on the ground. What ended up happening, John, with at least three drives was, once we got inside the 20-yard line, it was either a poor play call on my part or a penalty on the field, and we just ended up behind the sticks and turning over on downs. It was really not the way that we typically play. We did a lot of shooting ourselves in the foot offensively, but we still won the game by three scores. So I think you clean up a little bit of, the bonehead play calls on my side of things and, some of the technique errors that we had on the field, and we're probably winning that game by a couple more scores. I think the story of the night, though, is our defensive play. It was unbelievable, that to hold that rushing attack to, was it 70 yards or something like that, and the goose egg. It was a thorough performance on that side of the ball.
And you'd mentioned it, but you guys were able to bounce back from some points of adversity at different times. You'd mentioned, a couple different points where you turned it over on downs in enemy territory. There was a time where there was three straight turnovers back to back to back. You guys had a fourth and goal from the 29, but still were somehow able to score off that. So when it comes to bouncing back from that adversity, how impressive was that for your team last night?
Well, it's just the character of your kids. When things were kind of going off the rails here and there throughout the game, some of those instances you mentioned, John, like the fumble by us, the fumble by them, the interception by us, and then some of the other things. Like, you guys just keep playing. You can't do anything about it now. It's happened, and you just move on to the next play. And I think the kids did a really good job in that response. And me trying not to, lose my cool too much with something. I obviously didn't agree with a lot of the penalties that were called last night, but whatever, those guys got to do their thing, and we were able to overcome it, and that's 100% a testament to the kids and their fortitude.
You bet. When it comes to some individuals in this one, no one really jumps off the page at you as really having a spectacular game. Certainly Judd Jarovsky does what he does, ends up having a nice rushing game, 147 yards for him. Looking at Ryder Slifer leading you guys defensively, seven sacks. Of course, Eli Wegman gets that interception as well. Slifer with those TFLs as well, so can't forget about those. Seems like those guys really kind of help lead the way for you guys. What can you say about maybe them and any other individuals you kind of want to shout out for their efforts?
This time of year, when you're playing, this round of 16 quarterfinals, obviously when you start playing inside, your best have got to be, they got to play your best. And I think that was pretty obvious last night. Judd and Pete and Eli and Ryder, Aiden Hook had a good night defensively, maybe not the stats so much, but man, he was really active. Hayden Gerdes played really well. Our line of scrimmage play was probably the best that we've been all the way around this year. I haven't had a chance to get into last night's film yet, but just by the eye test, it looked and sounded a lot better. You know, we're getting there. I think if we, I don't know, take away probably five or six pretty bad play calls on my part and, you know, a couple penalties, I think it's probably our cleanest game that we've played this season, but that's not the way that we're going to be able to coach it. We're going to have to really lean into our mistakes and clean to get those things better in order to compete well and give Regina the best shot we can.
All right, just about out of time for today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Well, it's you know, a lot of special things happening as always, John, and you know, last night was really cool again for the fifth year in a row. Our seniors got to play three bonus games in Spartan Stadium as part of postseason run, and we get to play inside 7 years in a row, qualifying for at least the semifinals. We're in really special times right now, and I hope our kids and their families, our school district, and our community realize how blessed we are, and we're excited to go compete on Friday morning, and go Spartans.
You bet. Grundy Center football coach Travis Zajac joining me here on the Coach's Corner. Appreciate the time as always, Coach, and we will catch you next week.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
All right, the Coach's Corner will continue in just a sec.